Hello, brethren. Once again, this is Pastor Edu coming your way with the Word of God. God has been gracious to us, and His mercy endureth forever. If you have a Bible, turn with me to the book of John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse number 1. A very familiar quotation. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. John the Revelation writer said that in his gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Why did John miss the statement? Is it because he had affiliation with Jesus Christ? Why did he miss the statement? Is it because he was a disciple of Jesus Christ? Why did John make such a statement? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John made this statement because the Antinomians happened to be a religious sect. They made the assertion that Christ did not come in the flesh, but Christ came in the form of a spirit. The Antinomians also made a statement that any person that happened to come in the flesh was sinful. So Christ, being sinless, didn't come in the flesh, but came in the spirit. So John, in a way of debunking their assertion or their philosophy, made it clear in John chapter 1, verse number 1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. John said clearly that Christ came in the flesh and dwelt among humans in John chapter 1, verse number 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the glory only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, Christ was not born of human blood, but of God. John chapter 1, verse number 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. So Christ came in the flesh and dwelt among men. In John chapter 1, verse number 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Christ was not born of human, but of God. John chapter 1, verse number 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. So John used this gospel or epistle to explain or buttress his point that Christ came in the flesh and dwell among men, as a way of debunking the Antinomians' assertion that Christ came in the spirit. Hallelujah. Now, what is the Word? What is the Word? The word logos is from the Greek word. The word logos is from the Greek word, and the spoken word of God. Word, I have started today's sermon as the word which is logos, the spoken word of God. It has potency, hence God created the world with logos, spoken word. Rhema is written word, and logos is spoken word. Hallelujah. So logos from the Greek are spoken words of God, and it has potency. Hence, God created the world with logos, spoken word. Hallelujah. Now, let's see some of the efficacy of the spoken word, logos. The efficacy of the spoken word, logos. One of the efficacy of the spoken word, which is logos, is it brings increase. The spoken word brought forth increase in the life of Simon Peter, after several attempts at sea, he did not catch any fish. But when Peter had an encounter with Jesus Christ and the spoken word of God, the spoken word of Jesus Christ, brought increase to Simon Peter. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 5, verse number 5. Luke chapter 5, verse number 5. I read for a King James version of the scriptures. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Hallelujah. At thy logos, I will let down my net. Hallelujah. The efficacy of the word, it brings forth increase. When Peter let down his net, he had a bumper harvest. Hallelujah. That harvest beat imagination. With all the experience in fishing, Peter had a bumper harvest in broad daylight. In Luke 5, verse number 5, Simon Peter answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. It means that all night they've toiled and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, at thy logos, I will let down my net. So God, Jesus Christ, proved to Peter, but by the spoken word, by the logos, the efficacy of the word brought increase, broad daylight. Peter had a bumper harvest of his life. And he even beckoned some of his relatives or friends to come and assist him to fetch the fish. Hallelujah. The efficacy of the word, spoken word, logos, it brings forth increase. Another efficacy of the word, that is logos, is it brings about creation. It brings about creation. God used spoken word, logos, in creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Spoken word, logos. The efficacy of the spoken word, logos. It brought about creation. God created this world with logos, spoken word, the word. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In chapter 1, verse number 1. In chapter 1, verse number 3. And God said, let there be light. God spoke, spoken word, and there was light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The potency of spoken word. Or the efficacy of spoken word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another efficacy of the spoken word, logos, is it brings about healing. It brings about healing. In Luke 7, verse number 6. In Luke 7, verse number 6. Then Jesus went out with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Luke 7, verse number 7. Wherefore neither thou I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say a word, logos, spoken word, but say a word, logos, spoken word, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. The centurion realized that he was not worthy to accommodate Jesus Christ in his house. Neither he himself come close to Christ. But he asked Jesus Christ just to speak a word, logos, the word, spoken word, logos, and his servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 7, verse number 7. Wherefore neither thou I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say a word, logos, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. That is the efficacy of the spoken word, logos. the word. The word. Another efficacy of the word is that the word is sharper than two-edged sword. The word, logos, is sharper than two-edged sword. Either the Micaiah or the Rome fire. The sword. Either the Micaiah or the Rome fire. The sword. The word, logos, is sharper than two-edged sword. In Hebrews 4, verse number 12. Hebrews 4, verse number 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Hallelujah. The word, spoken word, logos, is sharper than two-edged sword, the efficacy of the word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse numbers 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. The efficacy of the word, spoken word, logos, it is sharper than two-edged sword. Rome fire or Micaiah. Hallelujah. The other efficacy of this word, that is logos, is it accomplishes a task. The word always accomplishes a task. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 verse number 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I have sent it. Hallelujah. The word, spoken word, the efficacy of the word, it accomplished the task of which it was sent. Isaiah 35 verse number 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. The word, spoken word, logos. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Christ came in the flesh and dwelt among us. In John chapter 1, verse number 14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld this glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. The word, spoken word, logos, the efficacy of the word. It brings increase. It brings about creation. It brings about healing. It's sharper than two-edged sword. It accomplishes the task in which it was sent forth to accomplish. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it. The word, spoken word, logos, it is potency, it is potent, it is sharper than two-edged sword. It brings about increase in the case of Peter, Simon Peter. It was used in creating the world as God did. It brings about healing about the centurion when his daughter was sick or dead. It's sharper than two-edged sword, as Hebrew put it. For the word of God is quicker, is quick and powerful, and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. The word, spoken word, logos, it accomplished the task in which it was sent forth. Isaiah 55 verse number 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it. The spoken word, the word of God, must be taken seriously as Christians and hearkened to. It will prosper us in all our endeavors. May God help us and bless us and sanctify our hearts and able to imbibe in the word of God. This podcast can be heard on the following media platform: Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, Spotify, those of Spotify in their country or region. And remember to subscribe so that you receive my podcast anytime I post it. This is Pastor Edu coming away this morning with the word of God. Amen.